Hatshepsut declared herself king, started to wear the false beard, the crown, the kilt, and ruled as king. Now, what kind of king was she? The answer is a wonderful king. She was great. She did wonderful things, and it's written on the walls of Deir el-Bahari. What does she do? One of the things she is most proud of is sending a trading expedition. It's back to Sneferu and international power. Now, sending a trading expedition to where she sent one was a big deal. The expedition went to the land of Punt, P-U-N-T. Now, we are not 100% sure where Punt was. We think it may have been where modern Eritrea is, near Ethiopia. It may even have been Somalia. But we know how they got there, and it wasn't easy. She is ruling out of Thebes. And to get to the land of Punt, you had to go across a place called the Wadi Hammamat. You had to carry your boats to the Red Sea. Then you sailed on the Red Sea southward till you got to Punt. It was a big deal. It was 15 days, 600 miles. Now remember, though, they're going to hug the coast because the Egyptians aren't good sailors. But they're hugging the coast, and then they get to the land of Punt. Now, on the walls of Deir el-Bahari, Hatshepsut shows the land of Punt. This is the first accurate depiction of sub-Saharan Africa in the world. It's an anthropological expedition, practically. She shows the houses. They are on stilts, thatched roofs on stilts. And she shows the Queen of Punt greeting the expedition. And the queen is shown as absolutely obese, as if she has elephantiasis. And so does her daughter, right? So we're getting wonderful, accurate details about the land of Punt. And the walls of her temple also show what they're bringing back. They are bringing back ivory, incense, frankincense, and myrrh, which were called what the gods like to smell, what the gods like to smell. And they come back to Thebes, successful, with all the goods of the land of Punt. So she is very proud of this great trading expedition. Another thing she is especially proud of is erecting obelisks at Karnak Temple. Now, an obelisk is something that is purely Egyptian, an Egyptian invention. It is a monolith, one stone. They are big. The big ones are more than 100 feet tall. More than 100 feet tall, weigh 250 tons. So it was a big deal to quarry an obelisk. And she erected four at Karnak Temple at Thebes. And on the temple walls, it shows Hatshepsut sending the boats out to Aswan. Now, Aswan is the southern border of Egypt, just before Nubia. This is where there are quarries of pink granite. Every obelisk in Egypt comes out of that quarry, pink granite. It's the only stone strong enough to have a long single shaft. And it shows us the obelisks coming back. She quarried a pair. And on the temple it says, "I quarried and erected two obelisks in 7 months." So within 7 months, she quarried these huge stones and had them brought back and erected at Karnak. And on the wall, it shows the boats bringing them back. And I'll tell you, it's not the way you would think. The two obelisks are shown end to end on a single barge. So you have 500,000 tons of stone on one barge, end to end, and it's being towed by 22 other ships. But remember, it's going with the current, so it's not quite so tough. It's going with the current from Aswan northward to Thebes. So she quarries these fabulous obelisks. Interesting thing about obelisks, by the way, they were not quarried with chisels and hammers. If you look at obelisks, there are no chisel marks on them. They were pounded out with stone pounders, balls that weigh about 10 pounds, and they're made out of dolerite, which is a harder material than granite. And what they did was they took men, line them up along where the obelisk is going to be, just they kept dropping them and dropping them and dropping them until it chips away a little bit, a little bit, a little bit, and you get it out of the quarry. So they were pounded out. I mean, an amazing achievement. To this day, we do not know how they erected the obelisks. There are no records of how they erected them. We think they may have hauled them up a sand ramp, and then you kind of slide it down the sand ramp onto its base. And I'll tell you the most amazing thing about obelisks.